poetry workshop for Nicole. I don't have to ask how a town is doing when I walk past store after store with undressed mannequins in windows, some missing an arm at the shoulder, a leg at the hip. I don't want to stifle your creativity, so I lead class discussion as if your poem were fiction, even though when you unzip the hoodie you hide in, I see knobs and wrists and how collarbones protrude. What I can't see is if gashes line your forearms and your thighs. There is no way I can transform your description of cutting into metaphor, beginning with a popsicle stick sharpened like a pencil. You scratched wrist trying to erase insecurities. Seeking emotion you could control, you inflicted pain to bleed out depression that numbed you. Watching Pink's music video, learning new places on your body to hide scars. You found secret friends in tabloid interviews with Johnny Depp, Princess Diana, and Angelina Jolie, who talked about cutting. I did not understand why you kept razor blades like sacred objects in a black velvet box. But details about forcing yourself to vomit, spitting out ounces, were only too clear. Shedding blood did not stop your obsession about pounds that might be hiding in your tonsils. You heaved and heaved as if you could escape your cage of bone. I pictured a beached whale, ribs jutting from sand, you on all fours, a dog above the toilet. In our conference, neither of us has anything to say. I want to ask you to show me your arms, but I don't. To break silence, I resist suggesting a skeleton costume, but I do say eating food is not like swallowing injustice. Slicing skin to mine your body, or you digging for a fossil of yourself? To help you find a better way to soothe yourself, find pleasure, I read William Carlos Williams, This Is Just to Say. I offer my yellow plum, a stone fruit, to show how flesh clings to the seed, no matter how hard it is pulled. A child, you liked erasers more than pencils. What cut your face out of photographs probably stayed spread eagle in snow until you recovered. What if you begin to believe there are calories in the air you breathe? I don't know how to create a body you won't want to cut or try to shed. And I realize there's no point in writing, please see me if you want to talk. Even though death dangles, I don't know what else to do.